was Deepavali, right?
Today.
Huh?
Tomorrow?
Well, I keep getting different information. Is it today or tomorrow?
On the calendar it says tomorrow.
Tomorrow
is
tomorrow.
Yeah,
huh?
It's tomorrow.
Is it?
It's tomorrow. Well, maybe I'm hungry, it's today. It's always,
Yeah, in some places around the world, it's today.
Yeah. That's... festival that Krishna Vrijvasis, all people, all Vaishnavas have long worshipped, observed. They all observed Diwali. Specifically because it was Lord Ramachandra's return to Ayodhya. Other holy events take place on that day. Especially that, because we celebrated Dussehra. When was that? That was like quite some time back. I was still in Hungary. No, I was already in India then. So first they landed in Lanka, and then the war went for how many days? No. Something tells me it was similar to 18 days. I can't remember. And then finally Lord Ramachandra killed Ravan. So that's Dussehra. Ram Vijay Mahotsava. But that wasn't the end. That's what Ramayana finishes off with. Actually, at least in Lanka, is what it finishes off with. There's more. But Atmatattva, who used to tell the other stories, and Prabhupada also talks about was long time ago. I haven't heard it since, but Prabhupada talks about the tunnel that went, what he said was into Brazil. And that's where another one of Ravana's brothers lived. And that's where they got all the gold from. And I've heard from devotees in that part of the world that there are some mystical caves that no one goes to, because if you go there, you never come out in Brazil. But Prabhupada said that they would go through the earth from Lanka to Brazil, and that's where the gold came from. And when Lord Ramachandra went there, then he killed another brother of Ravan, and he came back to Lanka. Of course, in the meantime, Sita Devi was freed, or at least when he arrived there, she was free. And and all the monkeys brought back to life, all those who died in the war, they were brought back to life. And finally, Vibhishan was enthroned. Now, Vibhishan is a good example. Like, Arjuna, although Krishna had to convince Arjuna to fight against his relatives, Vibhishan didn't need any convincing. He just concluded it on his own. When Ravana wasn't going to release Sita, then and the war was inevitable, he wasn't going to fight against Lord Ramachandra. So he left. He left on his own without without requiring any preaching. And Vibhishan is sort of one of the unsung heroes of the Ramayana, because he's really a very ideal devotee, although he's from the background of a demon. Not really that kind of a demon, he's a Brahmin family. But still, they're all demons. Kumbhakarna and Indrajit and Ravan and the others. But like Prahlad Maharaj, Vibhishan didn't become contaminated by that association. In fact, at a certain point, he decided to just really stay with the principles of Dharma. And he was the one who ultimately gave the hint how to kill Ram, Ravan, because Ravan, there at least seemed different versions and different things that were required to kill Ravan. One was that his life air wasn't in his body, but it was being kept in a cave in the Himalayas, or in a cave somewhere. So it didn't matter how much you shot him, he wouldn't die, because that's not where his life air was. So Vibhishan disclosed that, and whatever it took. And when he first came, then of course when Hanuman went to see Sita Devi, and then after that he went to Ravan to tell him to just let Sita go, and they could avoid a war. Ram was proposing to kill Hanuman, although of course he wouldn't have been able to do so, but still. But then Vibhishan intervened. He said, "No, you shouldn't. He's a messenger. Messengers can't be killed. It's not a proper thing. It's like they have that English saying, 'Don't shoot me, I'm just a messenger.'" So when finally Ravana decided, no, he's going to fight under any costs, it would be a loss of face to even consider not fighting, which is the real Kshatriya spirit. Then Vibhishan said, "All right, then he'll go. He's going to go." And they were still on the other side of the ocean at that time. And when he came, then monkeys intercepted him. They wouldn't let him come close to Ram. But Itvanas Ayalat. But then Lord, or the, at least the message was brought to Lord Ramachandra, "Oh, here's Ravana's brother. He's coming. He says he wants to fight on your side. What should we do?" And that's when Hanuman spoke up and he said, "Yeah, I'm personally, I can attest to his sincerity, because when Ravana wanted to kill me, then he interceded, and that's how Hanuman's tails were set on fire." So then Lord Ramachandra says, "Sakri deva pano yas tavasmati tayachate." Says, and it's a very interesting verse, because that same verse is, I think Krishna says that to Uddhava, or anyway, it's in the Bhagavatam, or somewhere else, identical verse, that if someone just once surrenders unto me and says, from this day on I'm yours, then my vow is that from that time I protect that person and I give him shelter. Sakrate bhutthano yastavasmati tayachate. So that's a very, very important verse. Because that's when Krishna says, "Mami kam sharanam raja." Yeah. Continues on, says, someone just once says that, then from that day on, I give them protection. I make them fearless. Abhayam. I make them sinless. The Lord Ramachandra said, "No." He surrendered to me. So if he surrendered, then I'm duty bound to give him protection. And once again, like in Kurukshetra, the odds were stacked highly against Lord Ramachandra. These Rakshasas were real powerful Kshatriyas. They had all kinds of mystic powers. All Rakshasas have mystic powers. The monkeys, I mean, some of them were extraordinary, like Hanuman and Sugriva and what was Sugriva's nephew?
Angada.
But for the most part, they were just monkeys. And they didn't have weapons, that's why they just had tree trunks and stones. But still, they fought. Because better to die in Krishna's service than not serve at all. And even, I can't remember who it is, one of maybe it's Goethe, or one of these philosophers, he says, better try to do something great and fail than just be mediocre and do nothing. Like Prabhupada would say, shoot for the rhino. So, better that we always try to serve, and whatever the consequence, die anyway. So, what's the point of living a long life without service? Better die in service, but then you go back to Godhead. And the monkeys, they were embodiments of this principle. We'll die, but we'll fight for Ram.